Hi guys, this is another bonus episode where we are gonna talk about a journey, a 5-day journey about which Ishwar experienced. Yeah, Ishwar?
Yes. Two bonus episodes in a row. So do you think it's a treat for us or is it a treat for the audience?
The same question you asked me the last time too.
That was the first one, but then two bonuses, nobody gets two bonuses in a row. So maybe that, do you think that should be questioned? Do you think that we are enjoying too much in life? That having two bonus episodes?
Okay, indirectly you're telling you enjoyed a lot in Bhopal.
Yeah, something like that.
Okay. So how would you like to start?
Okay, so the reason I went to Bhopal was not for just for a trip. Because nobody goes to Bhopal just for a trip. It was for a competition from my college. I represented my college. So that was the reason I went to Bhopal.
So guys, he's a nerd.
Fuck, sorry. I'm coughing. Yeah, I'm not a nerd. It's just extracurricular and co-curricular and all that stuff.
Basically, it's being nerdy.
Okay. I mean, I paid 20,000 for the trip, so you can call me a nerd, whatever.
Then continue.
Okay, so I took a flight.
Oh man.
Yeah. Because rich kid vibes. To Bhopal.
Okay. You're not coming to the part where the audience are waiting for. With whom did you go?
It was with my classmates only.
Okay, who are those classmates?
There are two girls. I don't know. Why. that is not the reaction people who know me would give. Because okay. They're still my classmates only. There's nothing else. I mean, if you ask those two girls, they'd be like, nothing else. Just professionalism only. Even I agree with that. So there's no spice which everyone's looking for.
Too nerdy.
Yeah, I know. It was too nerdy. But yeah. So we left and the flight journey was good. Direct flight to Bhopal. And then we landed. And then there was this one dude who came from another college. He landed on the same flight with us. And then straight after he landed, he called up his friend and he's like, dude, this is not an airport. This is just a bus stop. Because there is literally one building. In the whole of entire Bhopal airport. This is one building in the center. And this is one strip for the flights to land and take off. That's it.
So that's a domestic airport.
It is an international airport actually.
Oh, seriously?
Yeah. So I was like, I went further and I was like, I mean, I thought to myself, I didn't say it out loud. This is like metro station of Majestic in Bangalore. That is in fact larger than the Bhopal International Airport. So you get the extent of what I am saying. Yeah, it is such a small airport. So that was just a trailer of what I was about to
explore,
you know, in Bhopal. So we left and then we were still going and there was no signs of any pakka houses. There was only this kacha house concept.
Wow.
Yeah. I don't mean to undermine Bhopal in any way, but this is what I saw. Exactly. And then we traveled for 20 kilometers to a random highway. And then suddenly...
Highway in city?
Yeah, it's a city, but then we were going to the outskirts for our accommodation resort. So I was pretty excited when they said, you know, we're gonna make you stay at a resort. But then at a random highway, the driver took a left, like out of nowhere. It was full dark. And then suddenly out of nowhere, a resort appeared. And then in the whole of the...
It appeared, right?
Yeah, it was still there. But in the whole of the resort, there was just people who, you know, came for the competition. So it was just 20-year-old to 25-year-olds. Spending 3 days in that resort. Also not spicy. What do you think it is? It is still very nerdy only. Nobody did nothing.
No, nothing happened in the pool or the balcony. Or...
Pool happened on third day. I mean, we'll get to that.
Okay.
Okay. So first day we landed. We actually went one day before the actual competition started. Just to explore Bhopal. So one day was actually enough to explore the whole of Bhopal. Yeah.
Okay. I got you.
Yeah. So Bhopal apparently is called the city of lakes. So there's lots of lakes. We went to the one lake which was very famous, which had boating. We boated. It was fun. We saw the sunset while we were on the lake.
Okay.
And then there's this only one place where whole of the Bhopal hangs out in the evenings. So we went there. And you could only find chats there. Okay, chat in North Indian lingo. Yeah, that was fun. And then we ate...
No, what? Like, happening places?
Yeah, sure.
No, Kormangala of Bangalore then?
not even Malleshwaram was there in Bhopal. Okay. It was much more boring than how you can feel in Malleshwaram.
Malleshwaram is cool.
Yeah, I mean, yeah. But then hanging out wise is what okay. I meant. So after the chaat, we ate some Maggi because we were still hungry. And the best part is we found two black strands of Maggi. Which is hair. Okay. Yeah, so that happened. And then we had quite a BT, so we left back to the resort. The next day was just boring training sessions and all that shit. Wasn't much fun. We bonded with other students from other colleges.
Like bonding?
No, that happened this third and fourth day. Okay. We needed time because we had to take things slow.
Okay.
I'm just exaggerating it, nothing else. It was fun. I met people from who are not from Karnataka, which is new for me. So that happened. And then my Hindi sucked.
Okay.
I mean, I knew it sucked, but then I got a live, you know, explanation as to why I sucked at Hindi. So I only stuck to my English.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. And the worst part is my other two teammates, both of them were very fluent in Hindi. And even they started conversing in Hindi. So Kannada was cut for like 5 days, which is also new for me. But then it was kind of good because nobody there understood Kannada. But then I had to speak to my own self.
Okay, that was sad too.
That happened. And second day was the day of the competition. It went well. We did three
prelims. Please tell me you won something.
Yeah, yeah. 8th place.
Oh my god.
Hello, that is still pretty good. It was an international tournament, so some build up at least.
International tournament in Bhopal.
It was an affiliation. Fuck. Yeah, I couldn't get through that. It was an affiliation with the Bhopal National Law University. Yeah, there's this one interesting fact about NLIU Bhopal is it is situated in an extension of a tiger reserve. So before you enter the campus, you can find a sign stating that, you know, it's a tiger reserve, save tigers and all that. It used to be a tiger reserve before. But
are
then,
there tigers there?
Yeah, yeah. In the actual reserve, but this is just an extension of the reserve now.
No use.
I mean, you still have the vibes.
Okay.
This is where the tiger moved. So all that vibes you can imagine. Yeah, whatever. So that is one cool fact. But then one thing which I noticed was the campus was such a beautiful campus, very spacious, full greenery, lush greenery. But then there was no people. Yeah, so okay. that made me sad. Because in Bangalore, we crave for such places because people will go storm there. Yeah. And then there's like lots of greenery, but there's no people. So that I kind of found that cool because not a lot of people, you know,
take place that for intros, I guess.
Yeah, you could say that. But then, good place for extroverts also, or people who want to, you know, try spicy things.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah.
Please tell me you tried something.
No.
No, nothing you tried there.
No, I was actually...
Leave aside spicy things, you didn't try anything there. Anything new in your life?
I tried vaping actually, for the first time.
Man, you could have done that in Bangalore too.
Yeah. But then, it's still okay. I never thought I'd actually, you know, try smoking or vaping, but then that was fun.
Oh, cool.
Yeah.
Something fun you did there.
Yeah, there was this party they organized on the second day. Okay. So like, pakka, you know, those corporate party feels.
Okay.
So everyone had gathered, there were drinks. I drank too. But then,
what did you drink?
I think my mom's gonna listen to this episode. It's fine. There's this item. I mean, I did. There's this drink called blackout beer. I took one pint of that, and then some whiskey.
Sure. Then.
Yeah, and the worst part is.
Didn't trip right.
No. And no, people had to stay sober because during the party was the time where they announced the semi-finalists and the finalists. So that is actually a good way of marketing their drinks because. People who win, they drink because they're happy. People who lose, they drink because they're sad. So, okay. Win-win for both of them.
So, drinking is, you know, whatever the result is, you're gonna drink.
Yeah, so they had their business.
Yeah.
So, that is how they planned that. But that was a bad announcement because during the middle of the party when they announced the winners, people who did not expect they would go through went through and people who absolutely thought they were going to qualify, did not qualify. So some people, you know, stayed there, you know, sad faces. Some people went back crying to their rooms. And some didn't know what to do, so they started drinking there randomly. So, yeah, that was a bad idea from the organizers.
And they have at least done after all the party, at least.
Yeah, something like that. So, I didn't qualify for the second day, I mean, the third day. So, the award which I got was an individual award, which I got to know after the competition ended. So, third day, I was actually free. And there were also other people who had not qualified. So we had a loser's party the third day.
Okay.
So this is where the pool concept came in. So there's this pool.
Okay.
Which no one had used, I think, like for the past 6 months or something. So we went there for a pool party. We paid them like $1,000 just to use the pool. And then we had
used
this. Yeah. And then we had this, you know, how we have the concept of peanut masala in South India or maybe Karnataka. There's the concept of corn masala, like dry corn masala.
Okay.
As the sides.
Side, yeah.
They had another name for the sides in Hindi.
Chakna.
Chakna. So, yeah, I tried that along with some Smirnoff and whiskey again. That was fun. Pool party. That was my first ever pool party. But there were only like North Indian people and Punjabi people, so there was only Punjabi music. It was still okay. I enjoyed the vibes.
I played some Kannada songs too.
Yeah, I was the only Kannada guy there. As I told you, the other two Kannada guys who were with me also, I had also turned into North Indians. Yeah. It was still fun. Something which is not I would usually do. Conversing in Hindi, or at least trying to converse in Hindi. Yeah, that happened. And then I met a lot of new people. Interesting conversations with them.
Any special person you met there?
Yeah, I mean, I met like three or four good people who I vibed with.
Vibed with? Okay.
Yeah, hey, it's just normal conversations and friend-like scenarios. It was still pretty fun. In fact, towards the end, what I will say is I actually wanted to have this trip. Like, it came at the right moment in my life, which I am right now. Which is not very good. Yeah, so this might have been what I wanted at this part. And I think it helped me. It was a fun trip.
Then you're ending this.
I mean, do you have any questions?
Lots of questions, but you have already answered everything.
Yes. Do you think we're going to do one more bonus episode?
Oh, not in this season.
Yeah.
There are already three bonus episodes and... I guess you have removed one.
Due to unavoidable reasons. Yeah.
But so, travel podcasts are good.
Yeah, do you think it's catching up? Because we got a good response for the first travel podcast.
So that was within Karnataka limits, but this is Bhopal. So it's going to reach Bhopal too.
Yeah, it is not what you think it is, Bhopal. Actually, I couldn't even believe that Bhopal is the capital city of Madhya Pradesh. So imagine if the capital is this fucked up. Imagine how this whole state is fucked up.
Or is it we are staying in Bangalore and we expect every city to be...
No, like I've been to places such as North Karnataka, which is not as developed as Bangalore is.
Yeah.
So this Bhopal is actually can be compared to... some regions in North Karnataka. That is how I felt, at least personally.
Okay.
Which is just, you know, shops and just that, nothing else. Yeah.
No strip clubs.
Oh my god, what do you say? Nothing. Have you seen this series called Panchayat on Prime?
Okay.
There's a series called Panchayat on Prime. So that was in fact shot in Madhya Pradesh. So I could relate to that, like exactly the way how they've shown it in the series. So, yeah, it's just that. And then you could find lots of red-colored on, you know, the walls.
The Paan Paraks.
Yeah, the Paan Paraks. That was a highlight.
Highlight.
Yeah. And then finding hair in food multiple times. That was a highlight too.
Okay.
Yeah. And then, yeah, the boating part was fun too. On the whole, I would like to give 6.5 out of 10 for the trip.
Okay.
Yeah.
You just degrade your own trip. But
I mean,
fine.
Yeah, the place which I went to could not help me either, so.
Sure. So, you would like to end the episode right now?
Yeah, but how do you think our new genre which we've created, the travel podcast, is going? Do you think it's going to click?
Yeah, man, we reached again
within top 20, I guess.
Yeah, yeah, for the last week's episode.
Yeah, and we even reached 200 in Spotify too.
Yeah, the top 200.
So, we had never been there, but the travel podcast is helping us.
So, it's a new genre which we've tried to create. And this is just the second episode of it. We're going to create more.
Get more of it.
Just like travel vlogs and, you know, other travel blogs or something. We've created a travel podcast.
So, if you want more of the travel podcast, send money. So
that you can travel. We'll go to place. Otherwise, you're going to get travel podcasts. But to places like Kavun Park, Vidhan Sauda, something like that. Or, so, yeah.
At least North Karnataka, you would have told. Hey, and wait, you wanted to tell me an interesting theory.
Yeah, so on the final day after the competition was done, we still had to stay over because our flight was the following day. So I drank with a bunch of strangers in the sense like friends who I made, you know, during the competition.
Were they from Bhopal?
No, they were from Bhubaneswar and Bengal.
Okay.
Yeah, so full mixed up. So one of the dudes over there said, you know, came up with this theory. Actually, it was not me. So what he said was, if you want to, you know, if you like a girl and if you want to pursue her, keep another girl as a secondary girl. So try and pursue her. So this will make the first girl jealous. So in order to get the original girl, you have to have another duplicate girl. So finally, the original girl will be jealous of the duplicate girl and she'll want you back. And this worked out for him. That's the best part. So that is when I thought, you know, it actually makes sense.
That guy is a legend.
Yeah, and also this world is toxic. The guy is a legend, but then that's not how, you know, love should work, isn't it?
I guess in Bhubaneswar or Bengal, that's how it works.
No, even in Bangalore, it works the same way. People don't like, you know, other person being too clingy or checking up on them. They get attracted to them when they see the other person with someone else. So that the human tendency is only toxic, don't you think?
Happening to you?
I mean, this is a travel podcast, so let's stay professional and talk only about travel podcast.
Okay, you were the one who wanted to tell me a theory. What?
Yeah, this is the theory.
Thesis or theory?
This is the theory. Like Barney, I have come up with another theory also.
Oh,
yeah.
Nice. Okay, so this is Ishwar and Asha behind the mic, and we'll be seeing you all very soon.
Certainly not in Bhopal.